The Georg Kolbe Museum. Architecture, Nature and Sculpture.
Ja, interessanterweise sieht man wirklich bereits auf der ersten Skizze. Also
already on the very first sketch, created a year and a half before the building was realized, all the defining elements already existed. The architectural concept is clearly recognizable. The integration of residential and working, the transitions from indoor to outdoor spaces, an atelier as a fully functional workshop with working terraces, expansive windows and neutral northern lights in the drawing atelier. An architectural language that follows closely in the working steps of the sculptor. Georg Kolbe endearingly called his living and atelier spaces in the Sensburger Allee his castle. From the street, this formal ensemble of buildings does indeed appear like a fortress. At a closer look, however, it becomes clear that this introverted character also serves a clear function. Precisely placed openings, vista axes, and modular pieces foster transmissible atmosphere. The backsides of the buildings open up to a small forest grove. Shortly before Kolbe settled here in the late 1920s, he experienced a tragic loss. His beloved wife, Benjamine, passed away at the young age of 45. In this context, the connotation of a castle with the promise of a safe retreat is well understood. Following the plans of Ernst Rentsch, the ensemble of atelier houses emerged in the years between 1928 and 1929. Paul Lindner, also educated at the Bauhaus, designed alterations and an extension in the early 1930s. The design work was defined by an intensive exchange between the sculptor and his architects. First, the central atelier building was realized, accommodating the artist's working space and living quarters. Then, the residential house for Leonore von Keudel, the daughter of Georg Kolbe, and her family was realized, to later become the Museum Café. Both buildings are listed under heritage protection today. On the site, another building from the 1990s is situated, which replaced the artist's former ceramic workshop, heavily damaged during the war. Following his wishes, the residential and working spaces of Georg Kolbe were made accessible to the public after he passed away in 1947. According to Julia Wallner, today's director of the Kolbe Museum, one could say that Kolbe created a kind of Gesamtkunstwerk here. The relationship between architecture, nature and sculpture was of enormous meaning for him. Amidst this interplay, he found the ideal working environment as a sculptor. These ideal working conditions included the possibility of testing the effectiveness of his sculptural pieces. The site offered countless possibilities to experiment with different contexts for positioning a sculpture. Whether in a park, an indoor setting, or an urban environment. The harmony between building, the garden, and his artwork, and the associated spatial diversity, allowed for the conversion of Kolbe's atelier house into today's museum.
Conversion. A conversion may require extensive reconstruction measures, for example, with the transformation of a church into a residential space. Buildings under heritage preservation are subject to numerous restrictions regarding modifications. As demands and requirements change, it is nevertheless essential to allow for some degree of conversion. A building remains alive and retains its meaning when it's allowed to develop further. This is not the case when it remains unchanged, idly standing unused and vacant.
When moving around the site, pay special attention to the transitions from indoor to outdoor rooms and vice versa. Even when viewing the ensemble from the outside, an extraordinary relationship between the buildings and the open spaces may be perceived. Across the way, the studio building, also the former home of the artist's daughter, framed the picturesque sculpture courtyard with its impressive population of trees. Perhaps you will also have time for a break in the recently renovated Café Beniamine, named after Georg Kolbe's wife, who died at an early age. When Kolbe had his studio house built, the surrounding area was only sparsely developed. The beginning of the 19th century marked the beginning of the urbanization of Berlin's West End, which had previously consisted of only a few windmills perched on the wooded, sandy hills. Today, the district presents itself differently. In the 20th century, the West End became a nearly thoroughly developed part of the city, including Sensburger Allee with its diverse architectural styles and building typologies. At the time of construction, the bold lines and strict design of Kolbe's studio house did not meet with the approval of all neighbors. Today, it is evident how well the modern design language of the home fits into the neighborhood. The Georg Kolbe Museum is, however, only one of many architectural highlights in the area. Starting from the museum, you can explore the West End in all directions and discover its architectural and urban diversity. A walk through the city is worthwhile. You will be amazed. You've listened to an audio track from the series Kolbe im Kiez, a collaboration of the Georg Kolbe Museum with Polygonal, Office for Urban Communication. Speakers: Marianne Grafem and Mareike Wenzel, 2021.